USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House set to vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color when he suggested that the four Democratic reps should go back to their own countries, even though only one of them was not born in the United States. On Twitter this morning, he says, quote, "If you hate our country or if you're not happy here, you can leave." Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine says of Trump's comments,
"Well, it's not appropriate. Look, we're all Americans. We are a country that was founded by immigrants. We've been replenished with legal immigrants throughout the years."
An abortion restriction by the Trump administration now taking effect. Yesterday, officials announced the ban on abortion referrals at taxpayer-funded family planning clinics, meaning the clinics must stop giving low-income women abortion referrals or risk losing their funding. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Now just a tropical rainstorm, the remnants of Barry dumping some heavy rain still on the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Hours after he rolls it out in a video posted online, former Vice President and Democratic White House frontrunner Joe Biden explains his health care plan, which he says would restore cuts made to Obamacare and provide a public option.
If you like your health care plan, your employer-based plan, you can keep it. If, in fact, you have private insurance, you can keep it. If you have no insurance at all, you are in the exchange, or, in fact, you can buy into the Medicare-like exchange. That is the add-on to Obamacare.
Biden speaking there in Iowa. 50 years ago today, the Apollo 11 mission launched, bound for the moon. The surviving crew members will be reuniting today at the Kennedy Space Center. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators slowly gathering clues surrounding the murder of a Louisiana activist who founded an African-American history museum. The East Baton Rouge coroner says Sadie Roberts Joseph was suffocated before her body was locked in the trunk of a car found parked 3 miles from the 75-year-old's home in Baton Rouge over the weekend. The Baton Rouge police chief says,
"Our detectives are working overtime. They're exhausting every investigative lead."
A reward of up to $5,000 now being offered for information leading to an arrest. Roberts Joseph was known for curating the Baton Rouge African American History Museum since 2001. The federal government says a proposed digital currency from a social media giant could become a national security issue. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin saying that the Facebook cryptocurrency Libra could be used by money launderers and terrorist groups. Mnuchin said digital currencies have been linked to a variety of crimes, from tax evasion to extortion, ransom, illicit drugs, and human trafficking. And the granddaughter of the Walt Disney Company's co-founder Roy Disney's unhappy with alleged low wages paid to workers at Disneyland. Abigail Disney says she went undercover at the Anaheim theme park and met employees who told her stories of trying to live on unbelievable low wages. She said the working conditions just don't align with her grandfather's values. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.